today on this vigil of the great feast of the Annunciation, the miracle, the greatest miracle since the beginning of time, the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which even though it is an act of God, nevertheless, she wanted it and she agreed to it, which is very important to realize. We too, when we are given graces by God, need to accept them and to receive them willingly. He will not give us something if we do not want it. Very, very important. Of course, this I mention sometimes when speaking about indulgences and so forth. But here we have the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception, who has been prepared forever. And then, after Adam and Eve sinned, she is announced. The Virgin shall conceive and bear a child. She will crush the head of the serpent, and he will lie in wait to bite her heel, which, of course, he doesn't do. And, of course, all this is predicted. And then we see also here, which you have read hopefully for yourselves in the book from the prophet Daniel. Saint Gabriel appears to Daniel, Saint Daniel, and he predicts some of the things of the passion of Christ. It is not just good news in that sense that he brings. To Daniel he brings the terrors that are going to happen to this, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, and Mary herself. It is good news for us because this is what brings about our salvation. If there were no passion, if there were no death on the cross, there would not be any resurrection, there would be no salvation. And so, of course, when time takes place, and we have in the New Testament already, when the time is right, the Immaculate Conception, the birth of Mary, her preparation, her espousals to the chaste and holy, also immaculate Joseph, then the angel Gabriel again appears to her and announces to her and asks her permission. The Son of God is to be born of you. But of course, he needs her permission. And we have it in this Gospel of St. Luke. And at last, after he explains everything to her, which she already knew, she says, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." And so we have, at that very moment, the incarnation. And if you notice, there's not another word from St. Gabriel. He immediately backs out of the scene from that little home in Nazareth, which is now in Loreto, in Italy, the room of the incarnation of the Son of God. "Be it done unto me according to that word." And at that moment, the Holy Spirit descends upon her, and the Son of God is made flesh from her flesh, ready to suffer for our salvation. So not necessarily good news for him or for her, but it is wonderful news for you and me that our salvation is near at hand. And St. Gabriel is the one chosen by the Almighty God from all the millions of angels to come to give notice to Mary and to mankind of the birth of the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.